首领。
And when, at that time, the Israelites, when the prominent people gather, and when Jesus went to a prominent leader of that time.
然后呢，他们摆设宴席的桌子是一个很大的 U 字形的桌子。
And the table they use for the feast is usually a U-shaped table.
然后呢，最中间的位置就是最重要的位置。
And the most center place, the center seat is the most important place.
耶稣去到那个地方，看到所有的人都在抢这个最中间最重要的位置。
Jesus noticed that all of the people were, trying to choose the best seat.
结果耶稣就说了一个比喻。
And Jesus told them a parable.
所以当时的那个场面，其实在今天我们也可以常常看到。
And we can usually see such a thing today.
不知道大家喜不喜欢看一些娱乐新闻啊，一些消息啊什么的。
I don't know whether you like to watch some entertainment news.
我看见一堆明星，女明星在一起照相的时候，他们都要抢 C 位，对不对？
When a group of the TV stars, when they gather to take pictures, they want to grab the take the center place.
所以这跟当时的情形是很一样的。
It's the same as the situation at that time.
有些人抢不到，有些女明星抢不到那个 C 位。
Some TV stars they cannot take the C star's place.
那他怎么做呢
？So what will she do?
他把衣服这样弄一下。
She would just tear his clothes like that.
这样的话，照片一出来，别人哟眼睛就看到他了。
The one picture is shown, and the people will focus on her.
所以今天的时候哈，我们会看，有些人，他好像没有在抢 C 位啊。
It seems that today that some people are not trying to take the C place.
就是最重要的一个位置，但是他用各种的办法，还是要吸引人的眼光，还是说，你看，我跟别人都不一样，我是最重要的。
But they still use all kinds of means to attract people's attention.
当然，主耶稣在这里用这个比喻，不仅仅是教导我们怎样去做客，怎样选位置坐啊，我们华人都很懂这些，对不对？
The parable that Jesus told is not only tell us that how we choose seats in the feast. We Chinese knows how to do that.
我们都说，就是我们去找一个差点位坐，然后被人请上去，不是很有面子吗？
And we choose a lower seat, and the host will ask us to go to a higher place.
因为说实话，我们那么长时间的文明哈。对神的真理可能不太了解太多，但是我们人性里面的历练，我们有很多这种这个比较弯曲的东西在里面。
We have a long history and culture in China. Even though we do not know a lot about the Bible, but we still have some of the curvedness in our character and our nature.
但是。耶稣他用这个比喻真正要教导我们什么呢？就是在路加福音14:11，我们可以一起来读一下。
What Jesus wants to teach us is revealed in the Luke chapter 14:11。
我们一起来读哈，路加福音14:11起。因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。这是主耶稣基督的教训。
This is the teaching of Jesus Christ.
今天我们没有抢到这个 C 位，但是并不表示我们就不是自高的人。
We didn't take the center place. It doesn't mean that we are not self-exalted.
今天有人站在这个 C 位，但并不表示他就不是谦卑的人。
Someone stands in the center place. It doesn't mean that he is not a humble person.
所以我们要从耶稣基督的话来真正思想神的心意，到底什么是至高，什么是谦卑。
So from the words of Jesus, let's think about what is true humbleness.
斯布真曾经说过，骄傲是人的第一个罪，也是最后一个罪。
And Spurgeon has ever said that sin is the first sin of human beings, and it's also the last.
我们都知道人的始祖亚当夏娃堕落犯罪就是因为他们自高嘛，他们想要与神同等啊，他们骄傲。
The ancestors Adam and Eve, they fell because of their pride and they exalt themselves and they want to be like God.
然后骄傲也是最后一个罪，也可以换另外一句话说，就是骄傲是最后一个死去的罪。
And pride is also the last sin, in other words, and pride is the last sin to die.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do we say that?
因为没有人觉得自己是骄傲的人。
Because no one thinks he is proud.
尤其是骄傲的人，他越发不觉得自己骄傲。
Especially those proud people, they don't think they are proud.
所以没有人为骄傲去认罪悔改。
And no one confess for their pride.
所以说骄傲是最后一个死去的罪，因为人们不知道自己有这个罪。
So pride is the last sin to die because people don't know they are proud.
但是不是人真的就不骄傲呢？
Does it mean that people are not proud?
啊，其实人非常的骄傲。
Actually, people are very proud.
啊，我看见耶稣讲这个比喻哈，就是有一个人进到这个房间，啊，就是他要去抢那个最重要的位置。事实上，每一个人都这样。
And in the parable, Jesus told that everyone wants to enter into the room and take the best seat. Actually, everyone wants to take that place.
啊，他看到很多座位，那、啊、他说不要不要不要，这些座位我都不要。
They saw a lot of seats there, but they think that I won't take those seats.
他说我要那一个。
I won't take that place.
啊，让我想起去年哈，2019年很流行的一句话，就是人们说，we deserve better.
It reminds me of a saying.Very popular in 2019, we deserve better.
有没有人？去年很流行这句话呀，当然他不是说 we 了，他是说 America, 对不对 ？America deserves better, right?
It was popular last year. It says America deserves better.
这就像这个人走到这个房间里，嗯 ，I deserve that one. That's it.
Just like this man enters that room and he said, I deserve that seat.
那我想问一下，那谁 deserves worse 呢？或者是 less 呢？
But I want to ask, who deserves the worst?
每个人都是这样的。
Everyone is like that.
我们天然的就认为我要有更好的。
We naturally think that we deserve the best.
各个国家民族都是这样的，都是骄傲的。
Every nation, every country, they are proud.
啊，我们常常说我们中华民族啊，五千年的历史，我们很骄傲的。
We usually are proud of our Chinese nation with a history of 5,000 years.
那我们应该拥有更好的。
We deserve better.
那波斯民族、波斯文化，他们的历史甚至比我们更长。可能更辉煌，他们也很骄傲的。
The Persian culture, they have a longer history and they should be proud.
那当然了，那还有人就直接的喊，就是 We deserve better. 也有人这样喊嘛。
And some people just claim that they deserve better.
每个人都是这样。
Everyone is like that.
每个人都在抢这个位置。
Everyone wants to take the best place.
所以这是一个非常普遍的现象。所以耶稣的教训不是针对某一种人、某一个人，耶稣教训针对所有人。
So this is very common. So Jesus' teachings is not for a specific group of people; it's for everyone.
那我们刚才说到这个骄傲的人不知道自己骄傲，我们怎么觉得？我们怎么发现自己是骄傲的人呢
？We say that proud people don't know that they are proud, but how can we find out if we are proud?
我相信喊那个口号的人，就是 "We deserve better"， 喊那个口号的人，他绝对不会认为自己骄傲，对不对？他觉得这合情合理啊。
I believe the one who claims that we deserve better doesn't think that he is proud. He thought it's very reasonable.
所以后来我在想，我们怎么发现自己是骄傲的人呢？
So I thought, how can we find that if we are proud?
我就想耶稣说的这个比喻。
I thought about the parable that Jesus told.
一个人他抢到了这个最重要的位置。
And someone took this center place.
然后呢，这个主人来了，主人就说：“哎，你怎么坐这儿啊？”
And this host came and said, why are you sitting here?
让。
Give your place off.
这位坐这儿。
Let this one take the seat.
后来我在想，如果是个骄傲的人，听到这句话，他心里怎么好不好受啊？
I think if he is a very proud man, and when he hears this, do he feel good?
他一定会非常不好受，对不对？
He must feel very bad.
这很难受，很难受的。
He feels bad and embarrassed.
他无法接受这样的话。
He couldn't accept such words.
因为这是对他的一种否定。
It is a denial of him.
所以我们怎么知道自己是骄傲的人呢？
So how can we find if we are proud?
当别人否定你的时候，你怎么接受这样的否定？
When someone says some negative words about you, how can you accept that?
当别人批评你的时候，你怎么接受这样的批评？
When others criticize you, how would you accept that?
如果你觉得，哎呀，他又在说我，哎呀，我好不容易去一次教会，怎么听到这些话又在说我，下次不去了。
And you see, he's talking about me again, and if he continues to talk about that, I will not come again.
有一位弟兄也是跟我说，他去过很多很多教会，少说有四五十家呀，甚至更多，每个教会都待不长，然后看到所有的教会的问题。后来我就感到很奇怪，我这么多教会，难道你就一家都待不下去吗？
A brother had told me that he has been to 40 or 50 churches, and he couldn't fit in even one of them. He found the problems of all those churches. And I was thinking that even not one of those churches fit you.
后来最后就是我们关系蛮好，后来熟了嘛，好了，他就跟我讲，就是他觉得后来他去到这些教会啊，就是他参加主日聚会，然后回来之后呢，没有人跟他打电话。
We have good relations, and he told me that he went to those churches, and when he came home, and no one even gave him a call.
后来我一听的话，我吓坏了。
And I was terrified when I heard about that.
因为我想到我们教会有新来的朋友，我也马上就要来这个，马上跟他打电话。我很多时候我也没有做这个事情。
Because I think I didn't even call the new friends after they came immediately, and I didn't do that.
我们这么小一个教会，我很多时候都没有做到。
We are such a small church, and I didn't even do that.
他去的那些，他是美国弟兄啊，他去很大的教会啊，什么很有名的教会。我那那个太难了，那个真的就太难了。
He is an American brother, and he goes to big churches, and it's even harder for those churches to greet him like that.
他认为这对他的是一种否定。
He thought it's a denial of him.
没有看到我来了，你没有看到我来了，你对我否，你这是对我的一种否定。
You didn't see that I come to your church, and it's a denial of myself.
我们怎么知道自己骄傲呢？
How do we find out if we are proud?
如果我们总是觉得，哎呀，我被否定了，总是觉得我被冒犯了，总是觉得，他没有尊重我，我们有太多太多这样的感觉，很多时候我们要省察一下我们自己。
If we always feel that we are offended and we are not respected, we should examine ourselves.
我记得有一次我跟弟兄姊妹分享哈，就是有一个女明星，然后呢，有很长的一段时间，人们因为他的一些行为和言论，就一直在网上攻击他，非常可怕的话，非常这种侮辱性的话，就很长的时间，很多年就去攻击他，在网络上面，大家知道网络暴力哈，很厉害。
I think I have shared with you that a famous TV star, and for a very long time, and people has been criticizing him and offending him on the internet.
刚开始这个女明星是接受不了的，完全接受不了，太痛苦了。
At first, that this TV star she couldn't accept all that. It's so miserable.
啊，后来她信主了，成为基督徒。
And later she came face to in Christ and became a Christian.
她就释然了，释放了，从这个里面，她就说，人家凭什么就不能说我呢？
And she relieved herself and said, yeah, it's okay for others to criticize me.
我怎么就不能受委屈呢？
Why can't I accept those things?
我受的委屈有耶稣受的委屈大吗？
Did I suffer more than Jesus?
我受的委屈有那许许多多的基督徒，有他们经历的更加可怕吗？
Did I suffer more than those many Christians who had suffered for Jesus?
我不就是尘土所造的一个人吗？
I'm just a human being made of dust.
我在这地上的一生不就是这短暂的一生吗？这个世界上七八十亿人呢。
I'm just leading a very short life in this world, and there are so many people, millions and billions of people in this world.
你看现在的政治领袖每天要经历多少的谩骂，多少的弹劾啊！你看政治领袖。
Look at those political leaders and how many defiers from people have they experienced every day.
他是总统哎。
He's a president.
我为什么就不能呢？就不能接受这些呢
？Why can't I bear that those things?
所以我们怎么知道自己骄傲？就是我们来思想我们对否定别人否定的态度，别人对我们批评的时候，我们怎么去接受它
？And how do we find that if we are proud? That is, look at our response towards those negative criticism from people.
当施洗约翰的门徒看见许多的人都去跟从了耶稣，没有再跟从施洗约翰了。
When the disciples of the John the Baptist went to follow Jesus and didn't follow John the Baptist anymore.
然后这些门施洗约翰的门就跟施洗约翰说，就人们都到耶稣那里去了。结果施洗约翰说什么呢？
And the disciples of John said to John that all those people went to Jesus. And what did John respond?
他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And John said that he will rise and I am humbled.
他很平静的，甚至很喜乐的接受这样的真理，然后他知道主耶稣是传真道的，他很接受，很平静接受这些。
He was peaceful to take this fact, and he knew that Jesus was preaching the truth.
圣经中有许多的人无法接受否定。哪怕是上帝对他的否定，他都无法接受的。
Many people in the Bible couldn't accept the denial of other people, even from God.
该隐无法接受上帝喜悦他的弟弟的献祭，不喜悦他的献祭。该隐接受不了这一点。
Cain couldn't accept the fact that God took favor of the offerings of his brother, but not his.
这个就该隐，我们知道是长子啊，家里的长子啊。他说那个位置应该是我的，结果神对他说：“来来来，你让一下，让一下，这个位置给你弟弟。”
Cain was the firstborn of the household, but he thought that those place should be mine. That I should take that place. But God said to him that give that place to your brother.
无法接受这一点。
He couldn't accept that fact.
结果他把他自己的亲弟弟给杀了。
So he killed his brother.
所以我们说该隐是个骄傲的人。
So we say that Cain was a proud person.
无法接受否定。
He couldn't accept other people's deny.
其实上帝并没有否定该隐，对不对？
But actually God didn't deny Cain.
但是他认为上帝不认识到他的价值，他认为他的价值比他弟弟要大。
But he thought that God doesn't value, he didn't look at his value, but he thought God is, values his brother more than him.
扫罗王无法接受否定加引号哈。
And King Saul also couldn't accept the deny.
我们知道当年幼的大卫当时只有差不多可能十七八岁吧，他打败了那个巨人哥利亚，后来这时候以色列的妇女就在那里欢呼就说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
When David was in his 17 and 18, and he defeated the giant Goliath, and the Israelites' women, they sang and danced and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David's his 10,000.
其实这句话其实也不是对扫罗的否定哈，也不是对扫罗的否定。
This word actually is not the denial of Saul.
但是扫罗认为这个就是他的价值低于大卫，好像是对他的一种否定。
Saul thought that these words meant that his value was lower than David.
所以扫罗就甚发怒啊。
So Saul was very angry.
然后从此他就恨大卫。
And he began to hate David.
啊，他甚至说，啊，就是将万万归给大卫，千千归我，只剩下王位没有给他了。
And he even said, they have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed only thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?
其实那些妇女有没有想把王位给大卫呢？
But those women, did they thought that they will, they want the kingdom to be ascribed to David?
其实那些妇女当时是没有想那么多，对不对？不会想到那么多嘛。
The women didn't think that long.
所以从这里我们又可以看到一个骄傲的人的第二个特点。
So we see the second characteristics of a proud person.
骄傲的人第一个特点就是无法接受否定。
The first characteristic of a proud man is that they cannot accept a denial from others.
骄傲的人第二个特点就是想太多。
The second is that they think too much.
不要想太多。
Don't think too much.
我们很多时候想太多。
A lot of times we think too much.
我们说，哎呀，这句话什么意思啊？是不是又在讽刺我？
And we think, what does he mean? Is he criticizing me?
哦，他说这句话，他是什么目的啊？
What's his purpose of saying that word?
想太多。
You think too much.
太累。
Too tired.
那么从耶稣的比喻当中呢，我们可以看到最终是谁来决定人的位置呢？
So from the parable of Jesus, and we can see that who is the one to decide those seats belongs to whom?
主人，对不对？
It's the host.
首先每一个客人他们认为我来定我的位置，每一个客人都这么想，所以他们会抢嘛。
Every guest, they think that they can decide their seats, so they want to take the best seats.
到最后终于发现，原来所有的人说的都不算，只有这个主人说了算，谁坐哪谁坐哪，只有这个主人说了算。你自己怎么想，完全没用。
And finally, they found out that only the host has the decision, and they do not have the power to decide.
所以耶稣在这里讲到，就是一群骄傲的人呢、啊，他们自己定自己的位置，然后呢，他们往往是高抬自己。
And we can see that those group of people, the proud people, they position themselves and finally, they exalt themselves.
但是最终一定会发现，是这个主人来定人的位置，是上帝来确定人的价值。
But finally, we will find out it is the host who decides the positions, the places, and it is God who decides the value of everyone.
而上帝的判断往往跟人的判断不一样的。
And God's judgment is usually different from man's.
那么在路加福音十八章，耶稣讲了一个比喻。
Jesus told another parable in the book of Luke, chapter 18.
那个这个比喻呢，专门是对一种人讲的。
This is for a specific group of people.
那么这种人就是那些藐视别人的人，或者说骄傲的人。
These are those who despise others.
那么耶稣说，经文在这个屏幕上，大家可以看一下。就是时间的关系，我就。
You can look at the scriptures on the screen.
耶稣说两个人去祷告，一个是法利赛，一个是税吏。
And two men went up to the temple to pray, a Pharisee and the other is a tax collector.
法利赛人当然是瞧不起身边的这个税吏啊！法利赛人，你看我多么好啊，我多么好的行为、啊。
The Pharisee looked down upon the tax collector beside him. He thought he was a good person.
然后。然后这个税吏呢，那就是连举目望天都不敢，就只敢祈求神的怜悯呐、
啊。And the tax collector even would not raise his eyes to heaven, and he just pray.
然后结果耶稣说上帝的判断是什么呢？上帝的判断说那自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
And God's judgment is that those who exalt himself will be humbled and who humbles himself will be exalted.
所以这句话耶稣其实重复了很多次了。
Actually, Jesus had repeated this several times in the Bible.
所以从这里可以看见上帝是多么厌恶那些自高骄傲的人或者说罪。
And so we can see that God hates and those proud and arrogant person.
所以上帝反复地讲这句话。
So God repeatedly said this.
那么从另外一个方面看到，人是多么容易犯这样的罪，骄傲的罪。所以上帝要反复地警告，反复地警告。
So on the other hand, we can see that it is very easy for people to commit the sin of pride. So God has warned us repeatedly.
所以我们会看见哈，人根据自己的判断来判断自己的价值，往往会容易自高啊。所以这是骄傲的一种体现。
We can see that when people value themselves, they usually exalt themselves.
那么还有一种人呢，是根据别人对他的看法来判断自己的价值。
And there's another group of people who values himself according to other people's comments.
这也是一种骄傲。
This is also a pride.
啊，耶稣说到那些骄傲的法利赛人。
Jesus spoke of those proud Pharisees.
然后大家可以看到大屏幕的经文哈，我简单来给大家就是描述一下这些经文。
And the scriptures are on the screen. Then we will just briefly tell you about this.
耶稣对他的门徒说呢，你们不要将善事行在人前，不要像那些法利赛人故意让人看到这样的行为。
Jesus tell them that do not do your charitable deeds before men. Do not let people see this.
耶稣说呢，就是你施舍的时候呢。也不要就是大肆宣扬，就像那些法利赛人做的那样。
And when you do a charitable deeds, and do not just let everybody know that like those Pharisees.
因为这些法利赛他们怎么样呢？要得人的荣耀。
Those Pharisees they want to get the reward from men.
然后耶稣说你们祷告的时候不要像那些假冒伪善的法利赛人，就是故意让别人看见。
And Jesus also said when you pray you should not be like the Pharisees, they want others to see them.
然后进食的时候也不要就是故意的就是搞得好像为主受苦那个样子哈，故意让人看见，不要这样。
And when you fast, do not pretend that you are in a miserable state and you are suffering.
然后耶稣说那些法利赛人他们一切所做的事都是要叫人看见。
And Jesus said those Pharisees do all their works in order to seem by man.
所以他们就喜欢做首位啊，喜欢抢高位啊。
So they took those best seats, they want to take those higher places.
耶稣说对他们说，你们不要像这些人，这些人他们做一切事情就是要让别人看见哈，不要像他们这样。
Jesus says do not be like that, they want to do things to be seen by others.
所以你们就是耶稣最后就说凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。耶稣又重复这句话。
So finally Jesus repeat this word again, whoever exalts himself will be humbled and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
所以这法利赛人呢，他们是根据别人对他们的这个看法和判断，他们来判断自己的价值，就是我们要让别人喜欢我们，我们要让别人让这些世人称赞我们，所以我们要这样做。结果呢，耶稣说这样的人不是谦卑，这样的人是骄傲，这样的人是虚伪。
Those Pharisees, they do things they want to be seen by others. They want to get the other people's views on him, and they judge themselves. They value themselves according to other people's comments. And Jesus said those people are actually arrogant and proud.
其实我以前也是有这样的一个心态。
And I have this tendency before.
比如说我经历一些事情啊，就是我对别人忍让啊，或者宽容啊。
And when I experienced something and I was kind to others and I was patient with them.
然后我往往告诉自己，哎呀，我是高尚的人，我比他更高尚。我是基督徒，我比他更好啊，所以我要这样这样这样。
And I'm telling myself that, I'm a Christian. I'm better than him. I'm honorable than him.
后来当我来读圣经，我发现这并不是表达我很谦卑，这表示我很骄傲。
And when I read the Bible, I find out that this is not showing that I am humble. This is showing that I am proud.
法利赛人就是这样，他说，哎呀，我们要在人前塑造这样的一个形象，我们是虔诚的，我们是做好事的，我们要在人前塑造这样的一个形象。但是你越是塑造这个形象，你不是谦卑，你是骄傲，你是虚伪。
The Pharisees was such kind of people. They want to set up a good image before men. They want others to know that they are good people, they do good things, but this is not humbleness, this is pride.
所以我们刚才看到其实两种都是骄傲，一种人就自己给自己定价值，往往就自高了。
And there are two kinds of pride. One is that they value themselves, usually they elevated themselves.
还有一种就是看，哎呀，别人怎么看我，别人怎么看我，哎呀，我要在人的眼中塑造一个什么形象。你这个想太多，你其实不会越来越谦卑，你可能会变成一个事实上很骄傲并且很虚伪的人。
And the other kind is they value other people's views too much, they think too much, and the more they value about other people's ideas, and the more arrogant they are.
那么什么是真正的谦卑呢？
But what is the true humbleness?
首先我们应该怎样看自己。
And let's look at how we can think of ourselves.
罗马书十二章第三节的后半部分，我们一起来读一下。
Let's read together Romans chapter 12, the second part of verse 3.
罗马书十二章三节起，不要看自己过于所当看的，要按着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。看自己合乎中道。
To look at himself soberly.
然后当然了，不要自高了，不要自高，你就是这个信心的程度，你不要把自己看成圣那个伟大的圣徒，不是，不要这样看自己。
Do not exalt yourself. You are not that great person. You just think of yourself in a normal way.
当然了，也不要自轻自贱，这也是一种虚伪，这也是一种骄傲。
Well, on the other hand, do not despise yourself. This is another kind of arrogance.
所以，骄傲和那种自轻自贱，或者说，哎呀，就是妄自菲薄哈。那种自卑啊，那种其实是一回事，本质上是一样的。
And those self-exalted and those self-abased are actually the same.
那么我们首先看自高的人，彼得曾经是一个非常自高的人。
The self-exalted person like Peter.
彼得他认为他比所有的人信心都更加的大，更加的坚固。
Peter thought himself has a stronger faith than anyone else.
当耶稣说他要上十字架，要被钉死，那彼得就说，耶稣说门徒你们都会跑了，都会跌倒。
And when Jesus was going to be crucified, and he told those disciples that you will be dismissed.
彼得说那别人会这样，我不会的。
And Peter said, even others may stumble, but I will not.
所以非常显然，彼得看自己比别人都强啊。
So obviously, Peter thought himself better than others.
但是耶稣紧接着就对他说：“我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。”
But Jesus said to him after that, "Surely I say to you that this night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times."
所以结果很快彼得就失败跌倒的比所有其他的门徒都更加的丑陋更加的彻底。
Very quickly then Peter has fell in a very ugly way.
所以上帝他总是在做同样的事情就是自高的人啊上帝要让你降卑。
So God has been doing the same thing. Those who exalt himself will be humbled.
那么谦卑的人上帝要把你升高。
And he who humbles will be exalted.
我们刚才看到呢就是说我们怎样的去避免犯骄傲的罪呢就是我们不要自己来定自己的价值我们很难看自己合乎中道的要么看高了要么看低了
How can we avoid being proud that the first one is do not value yourself do not position yourself you either exalt yourself or you despise yourself lower yourself
那么第二呢我们也不要总是在想别人怎么看我别人怎么看我
Second, do not always think about what others views about you.
如果我们总在想别人怎么看我，其实这也是可能是更隐藏的一种骄傲。
And if you always focus on what other about other people's views, it's actually a kind of a hidden pride.
陶素是一个美国非常好的清教徒啊，也是一个牧者，也是个神学家。
Tozer was an American Puritan and he's a good theologist.
然后他说一句话他说你要谦卑你自己。
He has ever said humble yourself.
然后不要去总在想人怎么想。
And cease to care what men think.
这句话很有意思对不对
This is very interesting.
我们今天想到谦卑就是哎呀我们对人说话小声音哎呀我们不要大不要显得很强势啊我们谦卑谦卑要不然人家对我们会有这样的看法或者那样的看法。
When we think about humbleness today, we think that we should speak in a soft voice and do not pretend to be strong and think about other people's views about me.
但是陶素说什么呢他说你真正谦卑你自己你要不你就不要去管人怎么想
And what about Tozer said is that when you humble yourself do not care about what other people think
我们怎么理解这句话呢
How do we understand this
我们刚才谈到一个骄傲的人扫罗王是不是
We talk about a proud person the King Saul
扫罗王接受不了别人对他的否定完全接受不了
King Saul couldn't accept the denial from others.
然后扫罗王想很多，想很多。
King Saul thought too much.
他是个骄傲的人，这毫无疑问。扫罗王是个骄傲，毫无疑问。
Obviously, he was a proud person.
那扫罗王他 care 什么呢
？But what King Saul cares about?
他在乎别人怎么说他，对不对
？He cares about what other people say about him.
他在想人别人是怎么想的别人是怎么想我的他在乎这件事情
He always thought about what other people thought about him
他不在乎神怎么想我他在乎这些人怎么想我
He didn't care about what God views him He cares about what other people think of him
所以看起来在人看来不是扫罗王有一次他私自献祭他没有等到撒母耳来他就主动献了祭
And once that King Saul offered a sacrifice by himself, he didn't wait till Samuel came.
然后他为什么这样做呢
？And why did he do that?
因为他考虑人的感受，他考虑这些以色列人的感受。他是以色列人，不能等啊。
But because he considered too much about the feelings of those Israelites couldn't wait.
结果这件事以后。上帝的心意就要兴起大卫来取代扫罗了。
So after that incident, and God's will has changed, and to rise David and in place of Saul.
所以在以色列人看，哎呀，扫罗王好谦卑呀、啊！他们考虑我的感受，他自己献祭，他知道我们不能等，他好考虑我们人的感受啊。
In the eyes of those Israelites, they thought that King Saul was so humble that he cares about our feelings, and he thought that we couldn't wait, so he's very humble.
但上帝看扫罗王是个悖逆的人呐。
But God views King Saul as rebellious.
所以他 把扫罗的王位要给了大卫，大卫是个谦卑的人。
And he took the kingdom of Saul, gave it to David because David was humble.
所以我们真的要思想这句话，什么是真正的谦卑？
So let's think about these words. What is true humbleness?
有时候我们总在想人怎么想，人怎么看。其实当我们这样想的时候，我们是把自己看得太高了。
We always think about what other people think of me. When we think this way, we exalt ourselves.
我们看耶稣，耶稣不在乎人们怎么看他。
And let's look at Jesus. Jesus doesn't care about other people's views about him.
我们说耶稣是一个谦卑的人，我相信没有人反对吧。
I think no one will deny that Jesus is a humble person.
但是耶稣在不在乎人怎么看他呢？
But did Jesus care about people's will about him?
人们说耶稣是贪食好酒的，是罪人和税吏的朋友。人们是这样说耶稣的。
People say that Jesus is a glutton and a wine bibber and a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
耶稣有没有辩驳呢？
And Jesus, did Jesus argue with them?
耶稣有没有说，哎呀，你们冤枉我啦，我不是贪食好酒的，你们冤枉我啦，我不是这些罪人的朋友。耶稣有没有这样去辩驳呢？
Did Jesus argue with them, said, Oh, you have wronged me, I'm not a glutton and a wine bibber, I'm not a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
耶稣你说啊。
Jesus said, let it be.
那么人们说，对耶稣说，你如果是神的儿子，你就从十字架上下来啊，我们就承认你是神的儿子啊。
And people say to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross, and we will acknowledge that you are the Son of God.
耶稣有没有说，好，我证明给你看，我证明给我就是神的儿子，我你看我现在就下。耶稣有没有这样呢？
Did Jesus say to them, yes, I will show to yourself, I will come down and show that I'm the Son of God. Did Jesus do that?
那么有一次很多的人，成千上万的人要跟从耶稣，结果耶稣对这些人说，你们不过就是为了吃饼得饱啊。
Once and thousands of people were following Jesus, but Jesus told them that you are just following me just for bread.
这句话很伤人心的，对不对？
This hurts people.
那成千上万的人，他们是等了整晚，然后一直跟从耶稣，到处找耶稣，甚至跨过整个加利利海，拖家带口，男女老幼要来跟从耶稣的。
Those thousands of people, they have waited all night and even passed the Sea of Galilee to follow Jesus.
结果耶稣给他们这样的一句话。
But Jesus told them these words.
后来这些人都走了。
And those people left.
耶稣真的那么在乎人们怎么看他吗？
Did Jesus care about people's views about him?
其实耶稣只在乎一件事情。
Actually, Jesus cares only about one thing.
耶稣说，凡我说的话，凡我做的事，全部是天父让我去说，去做的。
What I do and what I say is according to a heavenly father.
然后耶稣说，我不求自己的荣耀。
I do not seek my own glory.
那么以至于连耶稣的仇敌，法利赛人的门徒，来到耶稣面前，都对耶稣这样讲。
And even the enemies of Jesus, those disciples of the Pharisees, said to Jesus.
他说，夫子，我们知道你是诚实人，并且诚诚实实传神的道，什么人你都不逊情面，因为你不看人的外貌。
And teachers said, we know that you are an honest people, and you do not care about people's sayings.
就是耶稣谁都不给面子，简单的说。
And Jesus is not
give face to anyone. 所以，但是呢，从另外一个角度来讲，耶稣爱所有的人。
But on the other hand, Jesus loves everyone.
罪人税吏耶稣也爱。
Even loves the tax collectors and sinners.
文士法利赛人耶稣也爱。
And he loves the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
为什么这么说呢？因为文士法利赛人请耶稣吃饭，耶稣也是去，对不对？
Because the Pharisees and the teachers of the law invite Jesus to eat, and Jesus went.
他如果不爱这些人，他根本不用去了。
If they do not love those people, they will not enter their feast.
耶稣说这些人味道很不好的，这个腐烂的味道。耶稣说这些人味道很不好的，就文士法利赛人。
And Jesus said they do not have a good smell. They the kind of corrupt.
但是耶稣还是去啊，去到他们家里啊，跟这些人在一起啊。
But Jesus still went to their house to be together with them.
所以那我们说了半天，那真正的谦卑到底是什么呢？
So I have said so much. What is true humbleness?
谦卑，真正的谦卑，圣经所说的谦卑，就是不看自己，不看别人怎么看自己。
The true humbleness that Bible tells about is not looking at yourself, not looking what others views about you.
简单的说，你忘记你自己。
Put it simply that forget about yourself.
所以这就是耶稣说的，凡跟从他的人，舍己跟从他。
This is what Jesus said, if anyone who follows me will deny yourself.
忘记你自己。
Forget about yourself.
忘记你对自己的评价和判断。
Forget about your judgment, your values about yourself.
也忘记别人怎么去评价你，别人怎么看你。
And forget about other people's view about you.
忘记你自己。
Forget about yourself.
来跟从耶稣。
And follow Jesus.
这是真的谦卑。
This is true humbleness.
我们看摩西，旧约当中的摩西，上帝说他比世人都更加的谦和。摩西是一个最谦和的人。
And we know in the Old Testament, Moses was a humblest person. In the world, he is humbler than other people.
但是我们如果看出埃及记，摩西有时候说话非常非常的严厉，有时候做事是非常非常的严厉的。
And we can see in the book of Exodus, and Moses speaks and did things very harshly.
那上帝为什么说摩西比世人更加谦和呢？
Why did God say Moses was humbler than other people?
因为摩西说，凡我说的都是神让我说的，凡我做的都是神让我做的，就跟耶稣讲的话是一个意思。
And Moses said, what I did is asked by God, and what I say is given by God. This is exactly the same as Jesus.
摩西是个非常勇敢的人。
Moses was a very brave person.
他跟法老王对抗
，and he goes against the Pharaoh.
法老王在当时世界的地位可能比今天美国总统的地位还要高啊。
The Pharaoh at that time even has a higher position than the president today.
法老王埃及当时世界上最强大的国家，法老是埃及的王，有谁敢弹劾法老啊
？And Egypt was a most strongest nation at that time, and Pharaoh was the highest leader in Egypt, and who can impeach him?
摩西来到法老王面前。
Moses came in front of Pharaoh.
摩西一个牧羊的老人，八十岁了，来抵挡法老。
Moses, a shepherd of 80 years old, he went against the Pharaoh.
他非常勇敢的人。
He was very brave.
所以我前段时间我看了几句话，我觉得非常值得我们来思想。
And a while ago, I saw several sentences, and I think it's worth our thinking.
这是一个基督徒姊妹写的一本书，叫做 1,000 Gifts.
This is a book written by a Christian sister.
然后这是《纽约时报》的畅销书。
This is a New York bestseller.
他说什么呢？他说，真正是你那丑陋的骄傲，让你总是害怕。
She says it's really your ugly pride that makes you afraid.
然后他说，骄傲是这种惧怕的父亲。
Pride is fear's father.
然后他说，骄傲。是所有懦夫的亲戚。
And pride is akin to all cowards.
他说，那种不可能有的勇气，或者说在完全 不可能有的勇气，什么时候才能被看到呢？就是在那种谦卑，你如果可能谦卑下来，你就会有那种不可能有的勇气，你都会有。
Courage for the impossible can only be found in the possibility of humility.
啊，然后他说，这个谦卑孕育出勇气，谦卑是勇敢的好兄弟。
Humility births courage and is brother to the brave.
我们知道，我们这片土地，美国的国歌里面有一句话，就是这个 land 是什么样的人的 land？ 这片，嗯
？We know the national hymn of the United States has a
land of
what?
Free.
Land of free.
And a home of what? Brave.
Home of brave.
勇敢跟骄傲。不是联系在一起的。
Braveness and pride are not connected with each other.
勇敢跟谦卑是联系在一起。
Brave is kin to humility.
你真正的谦卑，你真正的勇敢。
When you are humble and you are brave.
今天很多人认为自己很勇敢。
A lot of people think they are brave.
很多人啊，外面一副好像很厉害的样子，他们就是 bluffing。
A lot of people are just brave outside。
啊，如果他没有一颗谦卑的心，他是一个懦夫。
If he has a humble heart, even if he's a coward。
我们来看扫罗王。
Let's look at King Saul。
扫罗王是比当时以色列人都。更加高大的，对不对？扫罗比所有的以色列人高一个头啊，他是勇敢的武士啊。
King Saul at that time was the tallest person in the United in the Israelites. And
我没有说啊。
he was the tallest person in the Israelites. He was taller than other people. He was a brave man.
FBI 我没有这样说啊 CIA 我没有这样说啊 OK 扫罗比当时所有的以色列人更加高大更加强壮
King Saul was taller than all the other Israelites and stronger than them
但是当非利士人的这个巨人哥利亚来叫阵的时候扫罗的反应是什么呀
And when the giant of the Philistines the Goliath came to challenge the Israelites and what wasKing Saul's response.
躲起来了。
He hid himself.
躲了四十天呐。
For 40 days.
整个以色列军队当中没有一个人敢上去应战呐。这个哥利亚天天辱骂以色列人，辱骂以色列的神，辱骂了四十天。
And no one in the army of the Israelites dared to fight against the giant, and he has been defying the army of God, and the Israelites and For 40 days.
后来我就想起我们华人常说的一句话，这是什么？堂堂中华，竟无一人是男儿。
It reminds me of a Chinese saying that of so many people, there's not a real man.
哎，后来我就在想，那些以色列人都在等什么呢
？And I was thinking, what was those Israelites waiting for?
他们等什么？
What were they waiting for?
他们等那个比他们都高一头的那一个，对不对？
They were waiting for the one who were taller than them.
因为那是最高大的一个。
He was the tallest person.
哎，他穿的盔甲比谁都好，比谁都漂亮。
And his armor was better and beautiful than any other people.
我们看他怎么做。
And let's look at how he will respond.
结果他们看到的是一个懦夫扫罗。
But what they saw was a coward Saul.
后来上帝带来了谁呢？
But and later, who did God bring?
大卫
David.
一个牧羊的一个小孩十七八岁
A shepherd boy of 17 or 18 years old.
后来，大卫说什么？他说：“这怎么能忍呢？”他说：“这个未受割礼的这个外邦人，怎么敢骂神的军队啊
？”And David said, how can we bear this? How can this Gentile, this Philistines, defile the armies of the living God?
大卫就要上去要把这个巨人要杀了。
And David wants to go and kill this giant.
后来扫罗，还说，哎呀，你年纪太小了，你不要去吧，会送命的。
And Saul even said to him that you are too young and do not go, then you will die.
啊，然后扫罗说，你如果实在要去，你把我的盔甲都穿上去吧。
But if you insist, you can take my armor.
啊，你可以保一条命啊。
And you can keep your life.
啊，后来大卫有没有穿扫罗的盔甲呢？
Did David wear the armors of the King Saul?
大卫为什么不穿扫罗的盔甲呢？
Why didn't David take the armors of King Saul?
啊，圣经说他不习惯，对不对？没穿惯。
The Bible says he's not used to.
后来我在想，幸好他没穿呢。
I think that fortunately he didn't wear that.
为什么他幸好没穿？
Why?
因为他穿了，别人以为是扫罗打死巨人的。
If he wears that armors, then other people will think that it is King Saul who killed the giant.
是上帝的智慧，你看到没有？
So it is the wisdom of God.
至高的人，上帝要让你降卑，你一点荣耀你都沾不到，你降得卑卑的。
Those who exalt himself will be humbled to the bottom.
自谦卑的人，上帝把你升高，上帝就要荣耀你，然后给你的荣耀别人一点都轮不到。
And those who humble himself will be exalted, and the glory that God give you that no one can share.
如果大卫穿了扫罗的盔甲，那第一个人家，哎，那是扫罗，远远的看，那扫罗，扫罗盔甲我们认得哈。当然是，还有一个别人就会说，扫罗也有一点功劳啊，是不是？
If David wore the armors of King Saul, then people will say that, oh, it is the Saul who killed the giant, because they recognize the armors of Saul, and maybe other people will say, anyway, the King Saul has something to do with it.
因为他贡献了自己的盔甲呀，他也有份于这件事情呢。
He contributes his armors. He has something to do with this.
结果大卫是如此的勇敢，他为什么如此勇敢呢？因为他不看自己，他心中只有神，只有神的荣耀。
But David was so brave. Why could he be so brave? That because he only views God, only looks at God, not himself.
那位大卫是一个非常谦卑的人。大卫曾经说自己不过是一条死狗，一个跳蚤而已。大卫是这样看自己的。
And David was a very humble person. He ever views himself but a dead dog or flea.
那么当上帝的灵感动拿单，对大卫宣告上帝要立大卫为以色列家的王的时候，大卫是这样说的。
When the prophet of God, Nathan told David that God will put David in the kingdom of Israel, the king of Israel, and David said.
然后大卫说什么？大卫说：“主耶和华，我是谁？我的家算什么？你竟使我到这地步呢？”
He said, "Who am I, O Lord God?" And what is my house that you have brought me this far?
如果说大卫是一个政治领袖的话，大卫今天跟很多很多的政治领袖是完全不一样的。
If we say that King David was a political leader, and he's totally different from a lot of political leaders today.
啊，今天如果一个政治领袖他被选中了，他会说，你看，选对了吧？找我就对了。
And the political leaders today, if he was elected, and he will say that you made the right choice.
我比所有人都聪明。
I'm smarter than anyone else.
我比所有人都正确。
I'm right on everything.
其他人都是愚昧的，其他人都是邪恶的。
Other people are foolish, they are evil.
今天很多政治领袖是这样说。
A lot of political leaders say like this.
但是大卫说什么？大卫说：“我算什么？不仅我算什么，就是我的家、我的祖辈、我的这个血脉算什么？”
But David said, "Who am I, and what is my house?"
大卫是个非常谦卑的人，他是非常勇敢的人。
David was a humble person. He was also a brave person.
很多人认为大卫最勇敢的壮举就是打败哥利亚。
A lot of people think the bravest thing that David did was to defeat the Goliath.
啊，但是我觉得大卫其实还有另外一个勇敢的壮举，就是他在约柜面前极力的跳舞。
But I think that another great deed, a great brave deed that David had done is to dance before the ark.
大卫把约柜接回耶路撒冷，他高兴兴奋，他在约柜面前极力跳舞，以至于这个衣服都跳乱了。
And David brought up the ark to Jerusalem, and he was so excited and so joyful, and he danced with his might before the ark, and even his clothes was not very tight.
那时候他已经是以色列的王了。
And he was already the king of Israel at that time.
那时候他的妻子米甲就从楼上看到了。
And his wife Michael watched from.Upstairs.
然后米甲就心里轻看大卫，瞧不起这个丈夫，他自己的丈夫，瞧不起了。
And Michael despised her husband.
然后大卫回来，他的妻子就讽刺大卫，他说：“哎呀，你今天好有荣耀啊！你在这些婢女面前、女仆面前，你看你那个样子，这个像个轻贱的人，像个卑贱的人那样的，在那里露体跳舞，你好有面子啊！”
And Michael, when David came back and she mocked at him, said that, that you have danced before all those women of Israel. This is so humiliating.
我相信很多丈夫听到他妻子这样对他说，很多丈夫是受不了的。
And I believe that a lot of husbands couldn't bear the words from.Such words from his wife.
别人怎么说都可以。
I can bear what other people views about me.
我的领导，我的老板，我的同学，我的同事，怎么说都可以。
My leaders, my boss, my colleagues, and my classmates, they can say whatever about me.
但是一个，我的妻子，她这样说。
But my wife, if she says so.
很难很难接受的，我相信对任何一个丈夫都是这样。
I cannot bear.
我们不在乎外人怎么说，我也不跟你过一辈子。
I don't care what other people views about me.
但是我的妻子都是这样看我。
But if my wife views me like that.
所以圣经说，贤德的妇人建立家室啊。
And the Bible says that a wise wife set up the house.
愚妄妇人亲手拆毁啊
！And a foolish woman tears it down by herself.
好，大卫的妻子米甲讲了这个话以后，她以后一生没有生孩子。
And when the David's wife Michael had said those words, and he didn't even give birth to a child in all her life.
大卫听到他的妻子对他这样讲，他不仅接受了，他完全接受。
But David accepted words from her wife.
他还说，我还必更加卑微，我自己看看自己更为轻贱。
And he even said to her wife that I will be more humbled.
啊，这个呢，在我们华人文化听中，在我们华人文化听起来好像他在说气话，是不是？其实这不是什么气话，这不是大卫很愤怒啊，这个用一种反面的表达他心中的怒气。其实大卫不是这样的。
In our Chinese culture, we think that those words seems like angry words, but actually they are not. He's not expressing it in an angry way.
大卫其实说，他说我还要更加的卑微。
But David said, "I will be more humbled."
他说：“我不仅就是这个样子，而且我还要更加的卑微，可能在你看来更加的轻贱。”
I'm not only like this. I will be more humbled.
他说的，但是你口里所说的那些卑贱的女仆、婢女，他们会尊敬我。
But the women that What you have the women's servants that you have talked about, they will respect me.
真正谦卑的人，真正敬畏神的人，会尊敬大卫。
Those who truly humble themselves will respect David.
所以我们今天来思想什么是真正的谦卑。
So today we'll think about what is true humility.
谦卑就是忘记你自己。
Humility is forget about yourself.
我们看自己不过就是尘土。
View ourselves but dust.
我们跟这个世界上七八十亿人，就是所有人芸芸众生的当中的一个，我们没有什么跟别人特殊的地方不一样的地方。
We're just one of those billions and billions of people in the world. We are no different from any other people.
所以就事实是这样，就干脆不要看自己，看看来看去看什么呢？
Though it's a fact, do not look at yourself, but what should we look at?
也没有必要在乎别人怎么看我们。
Do not think too much about other people's view about yourselves.
他不是我的上帝。
He is not my God.
他不是我的主。
He's not my Lord.
我也不是为他活。
I do not live for him.
谦卑是心中让神居首位。
Humility is that God is the supremacy over all things in your heart.
谦卑不是说，哎呀，我要去坐那个位置，我要居首位。
Humility is that you want to take that.Place, you want to take the center place.
谦卑也不是给别人说，哎呀，我不配呀，我没有资格呀，你来坐呀，你坐这个位置啊。
Humility is also not that I'm not worthy of that place. Please take this seat. I'm not worthy of it.
谦卑是不要看这些。
Humility is that do not look at yourself.
谦卑是不要装谦卑。
Humility is that do not pretend to be humble.
谦卑是让神居首位，真正的让神居首位。
Humility is that God preeminence.
啊，我们一起来读一处经文。
Let's read a scripture.
我们来读腓立比书二章五到十一节。
Let's read from Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11.
腓立比书二章五节起。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归给父神。啊，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
愿一切的感谢、赞美、荣耀归给那至高的神。
May the all praises and all thanksgivings and be to our Most High God.
愿荣耀归给那曾经被杀的羔羊。
May glory be to the Lamb who was slain.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.